Hey friends, things are looking great in the story of Joseph. The guys, all the brothers, they're sitting in order of age and they're all having a great time. Joseph's heart is softening up and it looks like things are going to be just hunky-dory okay. But Joseph isn't quite done seeing where his brothers are. So they get done with the meal, and I don't know how long they stay in Egypt. Probably not very long, because they need to get back with the food that they have just purchased with the silver that they brought back. And they're packing up and they're getting ready to go. But then Joseph tells one of his attendants to do something. He says, just like he did last time, I want you to put the silver that they paid for the grain with, put that back in their sacks, just like he did last time. And I want you to take my silver cup. Like, you know the one I'm talking about, the silver cup. And I want you to put it in just one of their bags. And they says, okay. And so that happens. And then the guys go on their way and they're feeling really good. We have all the brothers back and Benjamin is back with us. And we were so afraid that we were going to lose him. And dad's going to be happy with us. And we even got Simeon back, which is like bonus. That's really awesome. And they're going on their way. But then they start hearing people coming after them. Dun, 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 dun. They hear this group coming after them and they tell them to stop. And it's a group that came from Egypt, sent by Joseph. And it's some of his guards. And they say, hold on a second. Something's been taken. Something's been taken, and we want to inspect your bags to see if something has been taken. It's the silver cup of the guy that sold you the grain. And the guys are like, well, fine. We didn't take a silver cup. Did you take a silver cup? I didn't take a silver cup. Did you take a silver cup? And everybody's like, no, we didn't take a silver cup. And they say, fine, you can search all the bags you want. And you know what? You know what else? If you happen to find that silver cup, whoever's bag it is in, you can kill that guy. Because we are so convinced that we do not have the silver cup. And they're like, all right, fine. And so they start going through all the bags. And then they get to one bag. And they open it up. And they pull out a silver cup. And guess whose bag it was? Benjamin's. It was Benjamin's. And the brothers' hearts just sank. They remembered how Dad felt the last time. They didn't come home with their brother. And they had promised him that that would never happen again. But now they're looking at the silver cup, and there's no way they can get away. And so they start going back to Egypt, and they get all the way back, and they see Joseph. And of course, not knowing it's Joseph, and they beg, please, please do not do this. You don't understand. Our father's life is tied up with the life of this one boy. We cannot go home without him because it will literally kill him. And Joseph says, well, too bad. It's like, he took the cup, even though he didn't. But he says, he took the cup, too bad. And then Judah. Remember, previously, Judah had told Dad that he would personally guarantee that Benjamin would come back. He steps forward and he says, take me instead. Take me instead. It's like, let him go. His life is more valuable than mine. Take me instead. And he knew what that would mean for him. I mean, he didn't say that by accident. He did that because he loved his dad. And he did that because he loved his brother. And he knew what that would mean to step in and take the place of his brother. Just like Jesus, the Son of God, he knew what it would mean to volunteer and take the blame for all of our sins. You know, you see pictures of Jesus hanging on a cross and the nails pounded in and the blood coming out. That didn't happen accidentally. It didn't just, oh, whoops, I ended up on a cross. He knew what it would mean if he would come in and do that. For him, it would mean a lot of pain. It would mean a lot of blood. It would mean a whip in his back. It would mean a death. It would mean being abandoned by God himself, by his Father in heaven. That's what it would mean for him. But he also knew what it would mean for me and you. It would mean that you would have definitive proof that God always has your back. Is that you look at that cross and you see that God really wants to be with you forever. That moment means that all your mistakes have already been punished, which means that God doesn't see any of your sins when he looks at you. He just sees perfection. He sees someone that he loves. He sees someone that he wants to walk with through life. And he sees someone that he fully expects to be with him in heaven. Jesus knew what it would mean when he would step in, just like Judah knew what it would mean when he would step in for Benjamin. Jesus knew that you would be loved. And that's why he did it. In the book of Hebrews, it talks about Jesus who knew what was coming. He says, for the joy that was before him, he endured the cross. And the joy was being able to love you. That's how God defines success, being able to love you. And he was successful because he did. And he does. We'll see you tomorrow.